Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. This news is a bit old, but still nonetheless interesting. In April, the City Council of Columbia, Missouri rigged a specially drawn community improvement district to pass a sales tax increase. Under the law, if the district had no residents to vote, the election would be decided by the tax-friendly business owners. However, the council somehow missed that college student Jen Henderson, age 23, actually lived there and had registered to vote, meaning the business owners could not vote and that tax increase would be decided by Henderson. In late August, the council postponed the election, and at the time this article was written, it was in a quandary, as Henderson said she's against higher taxes. Well, while the Pope was trekking around the United States and having many meetings, one such meeting received very little press, and you may be surprised whom it was with. The meeting was with Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis, and comments made by the Pope on Monday may spur action by local officials across the United States who have refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples since the U.S. Supreme Court June decision to legalize same-sex marriage in all 50 states. It wasn't clear whether the Vatican or Davis's representatives had initiated the contact, but the meeting angered gay activists and came as a frustrating letdown for gay and other liberal American Catholics, many of whom had been encouraged by an earlier remark by Pope Francis that if someone is gay and searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? Davis and her husband met the Pope on Thursday during the Washington leg of his U.S. visit. As the Pope returned from his 10-day trip to the United States and Cuba on Monday, he said government officials had a human right to refuse to discharge a duty if they felt it violated their conscience.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Well, like most technology, it seems that spy satellite technology is now cheaper than ever. You're not going to be launching your own spy satellite soon, but the price is coming down. This July, a scheduled rocket launch served as the cover for the secret deployment of the Carbonite One, a new low-cost imaging satellite. Using off-the-shelf cameras and telescopes, the Carbonite One is designed to orbit the Earth at a distance of 500 kilometers, capturing stunning images of the planet at 1 meter ground resolution. The satellite's manufacturer, SSTL, envisions a web of cheap carbonite satellites orbiting the globe. But does this bold vision of the future spell an end to our terrestrial privacy rights? Traditional satellites cost tens of millions of dollars, sometimes up to $1 billion to build and launch. SSTL believes it can produce carbonite imaging satellites for as low as $1.5 million, making this technology much more accessible to those who may wish to keep a close eye on us. The Carbonite One was hidden on a rocket for its launch. It sat among three traditional imaging satellites, which together are called the TripleSat constellation. Those three spacecraft now follow each other in a close formation, where they take photos of disturbing quality in both visible and infrared wavelengths. The TripleSat constellation is currently being leased to a Chinese corporation, allegedly for the purposes of urban development and managing crop fields. It's unclear what safeguards, if any, SSTL has in place against more nefarious uses of its equipment. To read the full article by C. Carlos and take a look at a sample of some of these amazingly high-resolution images, visit darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.